in sawing, if you're going to saw and you put a log up between two things that look like that.
Mm-hmm. Call it a horse, I see, or a horse, or a...
Okay.
So horse?
Yeah.
So
now,
horse,
that has kind of an X-frame, doesn't it? Kind of an X-frame?
Yeah.
How about the one that has an A-frame that carpenters use?
I don't know.
Think you still call that a horse, or...?
I guess you would. That's what it's old, and what is any other name for it?
Yeah.
I don't know. What
and on his head, he combed his hair. You might say he used a comb, or he used a
burr. Sure.
All right, and something for sharpening a razor.
That'd be a hone or a razor strap.
All right, and the you might call. Shotgun, in a shotgun you call it a shell.
A shell.
And in a rifle you call it a...
I call it a shell too, or a bullet, or a load, or a shotgun load, or...
Right.
In a shotgun you'd call it a shell, and in a rifle you'd call it a... It's a shell too, a loaded shell would be a bullet, or what is sort of the name?
Oh, I see, like that, like if he wasn't using live ammunition, he fired a blank.
Yeah, blank shell, or blank loader.
How about cartridge?
A blank cartridge, if he didn't.
Uh-huh. Yeah, okay. And this is something children play with. One sits on either end and it goes up and down.
And that must be a seesaw.
Oh, sure.
Seesaws and up and down.
All right. And do they ever play with something, a limber plank that might be suspended at both ends that they kind of bounce up and down on?
I don't know what you'd call that.
And when they're on
tumblebug, I guess.
A what?
Tumblebug.
Yeah, okay, a tumblebug? Okay. What does a tumblebug look like?
Tumblebug, they're black and look about like a June bug.
Uh-huh.
And they get to load and where the cows droppings or horses.
Uh-huh.
And they lay their egg in the middle of this bowl, and then they roll it. They roll it out in the dust and dirt. They get that bowl completely covered with the dirt, the soil.
Uh-huh.
And then they dig out a hole and put it in the ground. And it stays in the ground so long. And that egg hatches out. And then it lives on that manure in the shell there, and it gets big enough to come out. They lease on that till it gets big enough to develop and come out. And then when it's eaten about all up, it comes out. And then I don't know what it goes into, but anyway, that's the way it does.
Now,
it's a tumbleboat.
If when children are on a seesaw going up and down, you'd say they are
seesawing.
All right, and a homemade merry-go-round. Remember, they might drive a peg in the ground and then put a board on it. You ever see one of those?
I've seen them, but I don't know what you'd call.
Well, something like a flying Jenny or a whirligig or a riding horse or a flying Dutchman.
Riding horse, I guess, would be.
And something suspended from the limb of a tree that. Two ropes to go back and forth on.
Yeah, that would be a sling or...
All right. And a small container for coal that you might just keep enough coal in next to the stove.
And you call that a bucket or a coal chute or a...
Yeah.
Not a chute, that don't say a coal bucket. There's another name for it there.
Well, either a coal hod or a coal scuttle.
Scuttle, yeah, coal scuttle.
All right. And the part of the stove that you clean the soot out of is the...
Well, let's see, the, I haven't heard it for so long, I wouldn't know.
Well, like a stove pipe?
Yeah, the pipe, it goes up, that's the pipe, but then on top of the stove in there, what you're...
Like a flue?
No, I'm not the flue.
Yeah,
I mean on, see, you have this door, you raise a little door on the front of the... stove over the fire goes in out over the oven and around the oven, and then there's you take your scraper and you have to clean that soot off of that. That'd be on top of the oven, underneath the oven too. I don't know what you call that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
the whole time.
I was thinking more of a stove pipe or
stove pipe or
a funnel, but
yeah,
now
take
some,